Chapter 3.
Therefore I exhort all of you to obey the word of righteousness, and to practice all endurance as you saw with your own eyes in the blessed Ignatius and Sosimus and Rufus. This you also saw in others from your own group, but in Paul himself and the other apostles. Be convinced that all these did not run in vain, but in faith and in righteousness, and that they are now in their due place in the presence of the Lord, with whom they also suffered. For they did not love the present world, but him who died for them, and who was raised up by God for our sakes. Therefore stand fast in this conduct, and follow the example of the Lord, being firm and unchangeable in faith, lovers of the brotherhood, loving each other, united in truth, helping each other with the meekness of the Lord, despising no man. When you can do good, do not put it off, for almsgiving frees from death. You must all be subject to one another, and keep your conduct free from reproach among heathen, so that from your good works you may receive praise and the Lord may not be blasphemed because of you. But woe to him on whose account the name of the Lord is blasphemed. Therefore teach sobriety to all, and also practice it yourselves. I have been deeply grieved by Valens, who had once been made an elder among you, because he understands so little the dignity which was given to him. Therefore I warn you to abstain from love of money, and to be chaste and truthful. Abstain from every form of evil. If any man cannot control himself in these things, how can he recommend it to another? If a man does not abstain from love of money, he will be defiled by idolatry and will be judged as one of the heathen who do not know the judgment of the Lord. Or do we forget that the Holy One shall judge the world, as Paul teaches? However, I have not found nor heard about anything of this kind among you, among whom the blessed Paul toiled, who were commended in the beginning of his letters. For he boasts about you in all the churches, which alone knew the Lord in those times when we had not yet known him. Therefore I'm exceedingly sorry for Valens and his wife. May the Lord grant them a true repentance. Therefore, be temperate yourselves in this regard. Do not consider such persons enemies, but invite them back as sinful and erring members, that you may heal your whole body. By doing this, you edify one another. I am sure that you are well trained in the sacred scriptures and that nothing is hid from you. But this is not granted to me. Now, as it is said in these scriptures, be angry and sin not. And do not let the sun go down upon your wrath. Blessed is he who remembers this, and I believe that this is the case with you. Now, may God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ and the eternal High Priest himself, Jesus Christ, build you up in faith and truth and in all kindness. Free from anger, patient, long-suffering in endurance and love. May he also give you a share and participation among his holy ones and to us along with you, as well as to all under heaven, who shall believe in our Lord and God, Jesus Christ, and in his Father, who raised him up from the dead. Pray for all the holy ones. Pray also for the emperors, and authorities, and rulers, and for those who persecute and hate you, for the enemies of the cross, that the result of your effort may be manifest to all men, that you may be perfect in him. Both you and Ignatius wrote to me that if anyone was going to Syria, he should also carry letters from you. I will do this if I get a proper opportunity, either myself or the person whom I shall send as a messenger for you also. The letter of Ignatius sent to us by himself and all the others we have here, we send you as you requested. These are subjoined to this letter, and from them you will greatly profit. For in them there are faith and endurance in all the edification pertaining to our Lord. And let us know whatever you learn concerning Ignatius and those who are with him. I have written this to you by Crescens, whom I recommended to you recently and whom I again commend, for he has behaved blamelessly among us, and I believe likewise among you. You will also receive a recommendation of his sister when she shall come to you. Farewell. All of you be safe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all who are with you. Amen.